Rarely has this country needed a weekend quite so much as this past weekend. It was a time for Americans to absorb the news of the week.
Video showed two civilians killed by police. Then video showed the gunfire as a man killed five officers in Dallas.
For some, it was also a weekend to keep protesting the police shootings of black men. And some protesters faced confrontations with police. Jesse Hardman of our member station WWNO says an armored vehicle moved toward protesters in Baton Rouge.
People would start scattering, running, scared. And at one point, they had them cornered on a person's lawn and porch. And protesters were saying to them, this is private property. You can't be here, private property.
Earlier on Saturday, riot police intervened at a different protest. Reporter Ryan Kaloff was at the scene. He was there when police confronted a contingent of the new Black Panther Party.
The riot police pushed into the crowd of Panthers, started tackling them, taking their weapons, pushing them to the ground.
Kaloff himself was arrested, knocked to the ground, while he was recording the event on the sidelines.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says he's proud of Louisiana police's response, police officers' response, and that no one will be allowed to, quote, incite hate and violence. Protests also took place over the weekend in St. Paul over the recent death of Philando Castile there. The event was captured on the streaming service Periscope. Police wearing riot gear faced protesters who hurled frozen water bottles and rocks at them, even fireworks. That's the sound of some of the fireworks there, taken from the Periscope of Suzanne Kianpour, who turned a camera on one of many protests over the weekend.